Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Rick Dressler, and he is the information specialist for the Iowa Department of the Blind. So how are you doing this morning, Rick?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Enjoying the beautiful weather here in Iowa today.
Yeah, it is summer in Iowa for sure. Well, Rick, various people do listen to Backyard and Beyond, and somebody one day said, you know, you really need to talk about the services that are offered by the Department of the Blind, and they particularly mentioned the library services. So let's start with those. What are the library services that you offer?
The library services are varied, and they're targeted towards persons with print disabilities, whether they can't read standard print or they have another disability where they're unable to hold a book or turn the pages. There's kind of two main sections to the library. There's a circulation library, and that's quite a bit like any other library that has thousands of titles. And in our case, those titles might be Braille, they might be large print, and we also have cassette and digital audio recordings, sometimes called talking books.
Okay. So lots of choices there depending on a person's need.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm assuming people get those in the mail.
They do. The postman will bring them right to your house.
And then what about returning them? Is there a cost involved with that?
Actually, the postage is all free in both directions, so all you have to do is put the return label on it, which I believe comes right on it.
Probably. You're probably well organized to do that. Now, what about if equipment is needed?
For talking books, you would need a digital audio player, and our staff can help you get equipped with one of those.
Okay. So saying that, Rick, I'm thinking maybe we need to go back and kind of start with, you know, how do people get connected? What kind of other services? You talked about a person who may come and visit with them. Let's kind of talk about that background in what's offered for the Department of the Blind.
Our tagline here is opportunities for independence, and that pretty much sums up what we're all about. We want to help Iowans with blindness or vision loss lead fulfilling and productive lives, and so that may mean being able to stay in your home, or it may mean seeking employment, and so. To that end, we have our field services division, and that has two sections. There's the independent living section and the vocational rehabilitation division. And with independent living, we have teachers that go out in the field and work with Iowans in their home, or sometimes at community centers with a small group of people. And they will just work with teaching people blindness skills, ways to adapt to functioning in your home, working with you on cane travel, and just trying to...
Okay, let's use an example, Rick. Let's say a person is, I'm going to say aging. I'm not sure what age they might be, but is having macular degeneration and losing sight. Can still see some things, but is losing sight. What is the first thing in terms of the relationship with the Department of the Blind? How do they get a hold of you? Does somebody have to refer them? What's the first step they should take in finding out about your services?
You should actually just give us a call.
Okay.
You can refer yourself, and there's an 800 number for that. It's 1-800-362-2587, and based on the nature of your question, you'll be directed to the person that can help you the best.
Okay. And so that may mean somebody could come and visit in their home?
Yes. You may make contact with the independent living staff, or if you're interested in looking for work, there's a vocational rehabilitation division that I mentioned, and you can get hooked up with a counselor with the idea that ultimately you'll be equipped and trained to seek the kind of job that you're interested in.
Okay. But this person is retired and, as you say, wants to stay in their own home, then that's the independent living part of it. And they may need other kinds of services. I think you kind of mentioned some things about changing their home, the person's home, to help adapt. What are some examples of that?
An independent living teacher can help you to, say, label things in your kitchen or mark your stove with dots. Just sort of adaptive techniques that will allow you to navigate around your home and, you know, perform functions that you normally were used to doing with sight.
Well, what about getting dressed so I don't put on this really weird-looking outfit? Is there some help in that area?
Yeah. They have different techniques for labeling clothes, whether it's with a tag with a certain kind of material, or you can actually get started on learning Braille through our teachers, and so it may be a Braille label. And they just have a plethora of techniques that they can share with you.
Well, and so what you're doing is sharing a lot of resources. You know, some people figure out a lot of things on their own, but by contacting you, they could save a whole lot of time and energy and take advantage of people with a lot of expertise and experience that maybe they've gained from other people.
That is so true. And our teachers and counselors have long experience, and they're just the best.
Okay. Now, I'm going to use another example. Let's say you've mentioned the vocational rehabilitation careers and so on. Maybe this is let's say somebody 20, 21, they're out there to find a job, and all of a sudden they're finding that their sight is inhibited. What are you going to offer them?
We are going to offer them contact with one of our vocational rehabilitation counselors, and they will work with the person. Probably what's going to happen is that they're going to embark on a period of learning blindness skills, and that would be learning Braille, learning how to travel with a long white cane. We offer computer classes here at the department, and just information about assistive technology that can help them achieve that.
What about, and this may be old school, I'm not sure, but the machine, like a typewriter, but that does Braille. Is that a technique that's still used, or is there some newer technology?
Some people still use those old Braillers, but there are newer, almost like a laptop computer devices called Braille Notes that has a keyboard on it, and you can enter information, and then the Braille actually appears on a strip on the edge of the machine, and so you can read right off of the machine, and it will keep changing as you scan the
amazing
text. Yeah.
Thank goodness, you know, technology, sometimes we sort of question it, but it has done wonderful, wonderful things. And now if a person is in school, even a younger person, is that, since you mentioned a computer, that is somewhat mobile, they could take this from classroom to classroom?
Yes. It's actually more mobile than the old typewriter type devices.
Okay. Excellent. And I'm sort of probably looking at this sort of narrowly, but let's talk about careers. What careers are possible for people who are blind or have sight inhibited?
It really depends on the person's interests and abilities. It may be anything from working in a grocery store to we had one person that was a client who's actually a doctor now. Other people have become lawyers. Other people have worked in offices and done computer work. So
almost anything is possible.
Yes.
And now you mentioned your 800 number, but what are some other ways to contact the Department of the Blind?
Another excellent way to contact us is through our website, and that's www.idbonline.com. And that's all one word, .org. And we also are more involved in social media these days, so you can check out our activities on Facebook and Twitter on Facebook, you can find us as Iowa Blind, and there's also a page associated with that that's Iowa Department for the Blind. And on Twitter, it's Department for the Blind.
Okay. So there's lots of resources, lots of services that are available, and sometimes it takes the helper to kind of move the person along. So it's good for all of us to know this information. And we want to thank you very much, Rick, for helping to kind of open up the possibilities for us to know about the services you have.
And I want to thank you, LaVon, for contacting us, and we're always interested in hearing from the public, so please give us a call.
Okay. Rick Dressler, specialist with the Department of the Blind. Until next time, here's a thought. Have the courage to begin the new life that each day brings you. No matter what changes or losses you have experienced, step back and see where you need to begin.